Blog Talk Radio.
Hollywood, it's Andre. What's going on?
Hey, Andre, what's up, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm all right.
Now,
yourself?
Before we get started, I hear you. You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there seems to be a little bit of delay, but as long as we can communicate and we can hear each other, that's fine. Before I get started, I want to say one thing. I gave out the number to this tonight's show on the video previous on YouTube and in the recent video I did on YouTube. I've been posting the phone number and the link everywhere I can, Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube. But because the subject matter is so controversial and the majority of the people are so stupid, I really don't expect many people calling. Matter of fact, Andre, between you and me, if no one else calls, I wouldn't be surprised. So now that I got that out of, you know, off my chest, Andre,
yeah.
I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Who is your favorite actress or actor and why?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I'd probably say Anthony Hopkins as an actor. An actress. I really don't have one. Takes a long while for me to think of an actress, but so far, Anthony Hopkins is my favorite.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Very good actor. I've been watching his movies since back in the day. But how much of a fan are you, Andre? Do you have an altar with Anthony Hopkins' picture on the wall with a candle on a table?
Oh, no.
do you recite prayers to him? Do you pray to him before you go to sleep? Because Andre, the reason why
nothing
I'm saying all
it.
This crazy shit, because there are some people who do, Andre. There are some people
they
who have no lives, okay, and they follow what Scarlett Johansson tells them to do, Jennifer Lawrence, and these are the representatives. You see, a lot of people don't know this, and I'm probably the only one in the world telling people this, but I'm telling you, no lie, no lie. A lot of decision-making of our everyday lives is coming from Hollywood, and they're doing it through the movies. They're doing it through
yeah.
the TV shows. They're doing it through
the music too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the music too. And I think me and you, Andre, are the only people that can see this. What do you think about this fanaticism, for lack of a better word, of so-called Hollywood stars?
I mean, it's brainwashing. People brainwashing into acting out what they see on TV because they think it makes them look cool. But that's all it is. It's just brainwashing. They warp them when they're young, and as they get older, you know, they start acting crazy. Just think about how many people used to follow Miley Cyrus when she was Hannah Montana. You heard of that? Hannah Montana?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of kids grew up with Hannah Montana. And then what happened? When she became of age, she switched and then started acting slutty, started doing, you know, sexual poses, started, you know, twerking on stage and all types of nasty stuff. And then a lot of what that does is kids are going to see that and they're like, okay, I grew up with this person. So if she's doing all that, it must be all right. It must be cool now. So then they're going to start acting like that. That's how it works. It's brainwashing.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Miley, because I don't know. I have some facts here, and I want to share it with you and the audience. Do you know that the earliest gods, right, the earliest pagan ancient gods were invoked by ritual act such as sacrificial dance, commemorating the fact that our life begins and ends when they call upon us? Subsequently, the thing was said as well as done. Once speech within the temple precincts had been endowed with the power of word magic, we have the invocation properly so called. So, in other words, Andre, what I'm saying is, you watch Miley, right? And she's all performing and doing her nasty business, rubbing on her pussy. and I'm not lying. Those of you out there with children who are listening to this show, who up until now you left your kids in the room watching a Miley Cyrus a concert and you didn't watch it because, you know, you thought it was childish. You know, you didn't know this, but in her concerts, no lie, go Google it, go YouTube it if you don't believe me, Miley Cyrus masturbates, sucks on fake, all this stuff in the concert. Exactly. Now, personally, I don't care. Personally, I don't care. I don't care what she does, but I just think that people should know what she's doing, and people should know what their children are watching. But the point is
this,
Andre. Exactly. She has an influence, and you hit the nail on the head. And the thing is that most people don't know that what looks to be just dancing around, you know what I'm saying, masturbating on stage and shit like that, it's all part of a ritual. It's all part of a ritual. And people don't see it. They think it's just entertainment.
Now, if anybody else did that, they'd be seen as a pedophile.
Exactly.
So, like, again, like I said, she has
I don't know about you. But if I go to work, all right, and in front of my employees and my boss start rubbing myself, let me tell you, I would be out of there so quickly, all right? You have no fucking idea how quickly I would get fired. No, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just the look is gonna tell me I gotta get the hell out of there.
Now, me on the other hand, if I did that, all of
you
them would be chasing after me.
And I can understand why. I can understand why. I'm not cute like Miley. You know what I'm saying? But it's just amazing because these people, and that's part of it too, Andre, if we think about it, if we talk about it, right? We let good-looking people, for some reason, we let good-looking people, maybe not you and me, but the majority of people, let especially good-looking people do what they want. Good-looking people can get away with this type of behavior, not called upon.
You know what?
But if you're that nasty pig by the name of Harvey Weinstein, you see what I'm saying? And for me, let me tell you something. If Harvey Weinstein, I'm not saying that I forgive him and that I would pardon him. But let's be real about this. If Harvey Weinstein looked like Brad Pitt, most people would say, oh, you know, he's just playing. He's just flirting. You see, and that's the truth. But because Harvey's an ugly pig, because he's a big, fat pig, okay, you know, he gets, oh, my God, how dare he? Oh, yeah. But let's get back to
vanity,
this Hollywood shit. It's called vanity, let's get back to this Hollywood shit. Now, let me read another thing here. Let me read it. Mm-hmm. From its beginnings, Hollywood has been an empire of tragedies, full of lost lives, drugs, and real-life drama. But this troupe lifestyle was nothing new. The stage has long been the site of tragedy and something much darker. As I said before, ritual mm-hmm. invocation. All the way back to the Greeks and Romans, for Greece and Rome, the stage was sacred. With the dramatical interactions of the gods were actually a form of magical invocation. The actors donned the costumes of the gods, with the playwright scripting the narrative to inculcate the masses into the appropriate morals of the state. So let me say this again. Do you understand what I just said? Should I break it down for you?
So, yeah, so basically it's a witchcraft dance, a ritualistic dance that will cause people to get possessed by the spirit. And that
No. We're not talking about demon possession. We're not talking about demon possession. All that stuff that you hear about possession and demons and all that shit. No. I'm talking about a sophisticated, what they call psychological warfare. Okay? Where subconsciously, when you're watching a movie or a stage play or a music video, you're given, you know, images and stuff. And without you knowing it, you are being brainwashed in a real way, a mental, a psychological way, into accepting the ideas, exactly, accepting the ideas that are being shown at you in the movie, the music video, or the play.
Mm.
Let me read that part again because that's very important. The actors donned the costumes of the gods, with the playwright scripting the narrative to inculcate the masses, that's, you know, the people viewing, into the appropriate morals of the state. Meaning, whatever they want, let's say, for example, like, okay, let me give you an example, okay? And this is going to be a hot topic, and I know people ain't going to want to hear this shit, you know what I'm saying, you know, because it's controversial. You got to be politically correct. You can't say certain things. But let me say this.
Go ahead.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Transgenderism. You know what that is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Transgenderism is the popular thing now everybody's debating about and stuff,
mm-hmm.
where a person who's born a male or a person who's born a female, they want to become the opposite. So, for example,
mm-hmm.
you got a male. He wants to be accepted as a – exactly.
Yeah.
He wants to be accepted as a female now. And you got the female. Mm-hmm. She knows she likes – you know, she wants to – she's like tomboyish or whatever. So now she wants to be accepted as a male.
Yeah, a butch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. This ain't new. A lot of people act like transgenders came out of nowhere. No. There's been – a flow of TV shows, movies, cartoons, people, comedy. Take, for example, Giuliani, part of Illuminati. Giuliani, who was once the mayor of New York City, would come out once in a while dressed as a woman, and it was a big joke. And take it even further back, let's talk about people like Milton Berle. Let's take a look. Yeah, this is true. Go Google it. If you don't believe me, anybody listening, Google Giuliani cross-dressing as a woman. You're going to see some pictures. And it's supposed to be funny and shit, right? We got another caller. I want to let him in because of the limited time. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. It's supposed to be funny and shit. Hello? Caller?
No.
That's what we call in the business. That's what we call in the business, a chicken plugger. You know what I'm saying? They got no balls. They have no balls.
He might be transgender.
Now, well, he might be. But let me get back to what I'm saying. Even
mm-hmm.
the comedian, the deceased comedian, Milton Berle, I think his name was, would dress up like a woman. Comedians. Let's talk about this guy, a more recent comedian. What's his name from the Bad Boy movies? What's his name? Martin Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Big Mama would dress up Big Mama. Eddie Murphy got into it. He would dress as a female sometimes. So you
even
see Andre.
Show, the Martin
yes.
show. He would dress up.
Yes.
Was it Shemaine?
Yes. Oh,
like
yeah.
That?
In Martin Show, the Martin Show, he would dress up as the neighbor next door. I forgot her name. Oh, well, rather, I forgot the
Shemaine.
Character he was playing's name.
I think it's Shemaine.
Oh, there you go. Shemaine. Shemaine, exactly. But you see, Andre, that
mm-hmm.
little by little, it takes a long time, Andre, but little by little, they get at you. At mm-hmm. first, you see this and you hear about it and you're like completely against it, right? Then
mm-hmm.
you watch another TV show, or you watch another movie, or you hear another song, and little by little, you get a little softer about it. Well, they're just trying, you know, they just want to be themselves. It's freedom, you know, this freedom. People
so the
should
more
be,
they
you know,
show it
little
to
by
you.
Little.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The more
they break
you
down.
You
exactly.
let your guard down.
Exactly. And they break it down, and you break down, and you break down to the point where
it.
You actually become a supporter of it.
Yeah.
And
you know, I know a lot of people that would never,
hold
ever
on. We got
support.
Another let me just get this Hello? Person in. We got another
okay.
caller, area code 757. You're on the air. Hello, 757. You're on the air.
Another transgender.
That was the same chicken plucker. he called again a second time. Either he's having telephone problem or he's lost his ball. Go ahead, Andre. Sorry to cut you.
For I know people before they passed this law of, you know, equal homosexuals having equal rights. I know a lot of people that would never support this stuff, but now that it's commonplace, they're, you know, they have no problem with it. So you're right. It is desensitizing, because the more shows you watch, each and every show has at least one transgender or homosexual character in it, and it just, you know, it just, you break your guard down, and that's how, you know, they come to accept it. Hello?
Yeah.
We have another caller. We have another caller. 650. You're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Hollywood God? This is a longtime fan, longtime listener. This is Metal Drum Covers 1989.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, I totally see where this was going since the 90s. The person who really, really got it really going was Robin Williams with Mrs. Doubtfire. When he made shit a hit, made that shit a hit, It opened the floodgates. It opened the floodgates. And it was tongue-in-cheek for a long, long time. I mean, it was. Monty Python, everybody would do shit like that. But you're right. It's how, it's like, here's the analogy I was thinking of when I think when you were bringing it up, and how they slowly, how you slowly, you know, like an IV drip, and then things change, okay? It's like a take for example, if you put a frog in a pot of water, and then turn the heat up gradually, the frog, without knowing it, will boil to death after a while.
Yeah,
that's exactly what has happened to us with putting the moment I saw the Kyle Jenner or whatever his name is on the cover of Vanity Fair. It's like that was the end game of it. That was really what it.
Oh, you think that's bad? They have a cover. Was it that boy they have for CoverGirl? What's his name? I think it's James Charles or something. They put a boy as a model for CoverGirl. You believe that crap?
Really?
Yeah,
James Charles
or some crap.
Shit.
Yeah.
Now,
this stuff has been going
on
for a while now.
I want to interject, though, okay? For anybody listening who happens to be a transgender, and 757, I'm gonna give you another chance, but if you don't answer this time, I'm not going to pick up again. 757, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Hollywood. I've watched you for some time, and... yeah, I do think that there's a lot of transgendering in Hollywood.
Okay, but 757, do me one favor, okay? You got to lower down your speakers or the feet. I'm getting feedback. You have to lower it down, okay?
Yeah, so Yeah, I just feel that, like, Hollywood is, like, way too transgender and way too politically correct. And, yeah, that's all I can say about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, before you call, I was going to say something, but anyone listening, the debate of transgenderism is a separate thing. I'm not debating whether it's right or wrong and if people should do that or not. This is not a religious show. What my point of this show is show, and I use transgenderism as an example, is how they put ideas and lifestyles in our popular pop culture, our media, to convince us little by little that it's okay. That's what I have a problem with. Because you know why? A five-year-old watching Mrs. Doubtfire doesn't know anything. You see what I'm saying? That's what bothers me when this stuff is put out there for little babies. Exactly.
And that movie, and that movie too.
Start wearing his mom's clothes, and then you know, you'll see it, you'll think it's funny. You'll start putting on the mom's clothes, and the next thing you know, as he gets older, he'll be doing the real thing. Plastic surgery and all that shit. Hello?
And you guys notice that it's done in comedy. Because when somebody does it in a comedy way, it's funny, and we put our guard down, and we, you know, saying we're gonna laugh. We got another caller, 626. You're on the air. I don't want to give your whole number. Hello, 626. Okay, bye bye, 626. All right. I don't know what's going on. It sounded like he was in the jungle. I don't know what the hell he was doing over there. I heard lions, I heard bears, I heard people yelling. Okay. All right, let me see. All right, no, okay. Now, let's give another example. And this one, I don't know if you guys know about it, okay?
Mm.
Did y'all see the atrocity of a movie with one of our beloved characters that came out in 1995 by the name of Batman Forever?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see where you're going.
Now, Batman Forever, in case you didn't, they put it in your face without actually saying it, but they had the Riddler have some sort of a gay love for Batman.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They made a point of it of showing you their asses, their cod pieces.
Crap. And all that shit.
You know, and look, you know, I know Joe Schumacher Donald. Is gay. From what I hear, he's a homosexual. But there are plenty of homosexuals, like, for example, Bryan Singer, who don't use the movies to promote their lifestyle.
Well, he puts it in subtly.
And another thing, another subtle thing that he do. Now, do you guys remember the name of the song that accompanied that movie, Batman Forever?
Kiss from a Rose.
It was a big hit. There you go.
Kiss from a Rose.
Kiss from a Rose on a Grave.
Yes. Now, I know the average person who hears this song by the performer Seal, they think that it's just a lovey-dovey song and it's just romantic and there's nothing behind it. But I want people who are listening to go find the lyrics of this song. In case people didn't know, the rose is a symbol of socialism. Okay? And that whole album that Seal did, where that song is in there, is nothing but socialist propaganda. I wish I had enough time to get into it right now, read you the lyrics, and explain to you what the words mean. but I'm in limited time. But I want people to do me a favor. If you don't believe me, go into Google, Google Kiss from a Rose, the lyrics, and read it for yourself. It's not saying what you think it's saying.
Double meaning.
It's 6:25 p.m. right now. We got Andre, and we got, what's the name of the 757? What you calling yourself again?
I call myself.
Just give a short version. It could be like the first half of your name, your YouTube name. It don't matter.
It's called QZ10.
What?
QZ10.
QZ10? QZ10?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call you QZ10 then. QZ10, do you have any final comments to say before we call it a night? Since you're the new caller, I want to hear from you more. Go ahead.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, that, like, maybe it is true that that Seal song, Kiss on a Rose, maybe it is probably very socialist lyrics, not really about love and stuff, and you see transgender stuff like all over the place. I mean, on television and in real life, like a brother of mine is like he just sees it all the time. He's like, he's just telling us it, and it's just kind of crazy.
And how old is your brother, just out of curiosity?
He's like 22.
Oh, okay. 626, you're back on.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, 626, what's
your
name?
Can you hear me? My name is Nate.
Okay, Nate. We're kind of low on time right now, but before we wrap it up, you have something to say? Go ahead.
Yeah. I just have a quick question for you, Hollywood. Are you going to go see the new Mission Impossible?
Yeah. Mission Impossible, I'm going to tell you this from an entertainment perspective. Mission Impossible has been one of the only franchises that have consistently gotten better, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I'm not a fan of the TV show. I remember the TV show. I would change the channel. It was kind of boring for me. But I think Tom Cruise does a great job. But the point is this, though. We have to be very careful and watch what this new Mission Impossible is telling us. What's the name of it? I know it has a subtitle to it.
It's called Fallout.
Okay, now you hear that, right? Mission Impossible.
All right, video game.
Mission Impossible Fallout. Now, I don't know what the plot's going to be. I don't know what the story is. I try to, try to be spoil-free until I watch the movie. But we have to sit there. When we watch this movie, we have to see what it is behind the lines, behind the scenes, what they're trying to tell us in this movie. Do you know something about it already?
All I know is it looks like it'll be better than the last, and, it's the same director. I don't know. It's like, but the trailer was good. I liked it.
And then there was the whole drama with Henry Cavill with his mustache for Justice League.
Let me tell you something. I'm glad you brought that up. Before the show's over, I want to say one thing. WB, I told you before, and I'll tell you again, you got to fire some people. You got to make some heads roll. You got billions of dollars, and you can't come up with better CGI than that? Are you kidding me?
Deadpool 2 roasted them in the trailer.
Are you kidding me? I've done better jobs using Photoshop on my computer. All right, y'all. It appears that we're out of time. I want to thank my callers. next show will probably be on another Friday because Friday seems to be better time for me to do this. I want to thank you guys for calling in. Peace.
Okay, thanks.
All right, do it.